More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
I have with me a special guest in the studio, Recreation Services Manager from the City of Yorkton. I have Jess Ressler. How are you doing today, Jess?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. It's great to have you here. And we're here to have you talk about a fun event for New Year's Eve. Noon Year's Eve.
Yeah, we're really excited. This is our second year that we have done this. Last year was our first year, obviously, and we had roughly 1,500 people come out to the event. So this year we've made some improvements. We learned a lot last year, and I'm really excited, and I hope that we're going to have the same turnout this year.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's happening December 31st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's a free, family-friendly event. It's a good way for people that might have kids that are, you know, unable to stay up until midnight, so this is where you guys come into play.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a mom of a five-year-old, and I don't want him to stay up until midnight because then January 1st is an absolute nightmare for everyone involved. So it's just a really nice way to include families, include kids in the celebrations, and, you know, ring in the new year with them at noon.
That's the thing. So yeah, 10 to 1, you're counting down to New Year at 12 p.m. What are some of the other things that are going on that day?
Yeah, so we've got several bouncers and inflatables, obstacle courses. We've got community organizations that will be there to do crafts, coloring, face painting, sensory tables, yard games. We'll have balloons for the kids. We'll have party favors. We'll have a little photo booth for everyone to kind of stand and create those memories together. So we have something for everyone. Even though there was so many people in the Flexi Hall last year at the Gallagher Center, it didn't feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think everyone got an opportunity to do at least a handful of things while they were there before we went and shot off all of the confetti over everyone and rang in the new year.
That sounds like really fun. The great part is it's absolutely free to attend. People can also bring a non-perishable item to donate to Bruno's Place, Prairie Harvest Community Center. And, of course, this wouldn't be a thing without people helping and sponsoring that event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have several community sponsors who are sponsoring our inflatables and bouncers. And some of those are Yorkton Aspiric Crossing, Yorkton Tribal Council, Lakeview Insurance, the Yorkton Family Resource Center, and, of course, the City of Yorkton. And GX and Fox have been so gracious as well to sponsor all of our marketing for this event.
And if people wanted to learn more about this, where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. They can definitely follow our social media pages, which is Yorkton Parks and Recreation, or they can give us a call over the Gallagher Center, which is 786-1740.
Perfect. All right. Well, once again, to recap, New Year's Eve happening December 31st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Gallagher Center Flexi Hall. The countdown's at noon. It's free to attend. And again, I want to thank you, Jess Ressler, the Recreation Services Manager from the City of Yorkton, for stopping in and talking all about it.
Thanks for having me.